If you wish to continue along the steep terrain route, then you don't need to do anything. Just keep following my directions. If you're ready, we're going to take the left-hand pathway. Continue as it goes uphill. You'll come to a sharp left-hand turn, which you'll find marked by a green metal handrail at waist height. Turn left and take this path. As you come round the corner, you'll spot that part of the cliff is made of a bright red-coloured rock. Stop when you get there. The sandstone cliff beside us has been the subject of many studies over the years because it vividly shows how in the Triassic period, that's 238 to 205 million years ago, this part of Cheshire was shaped by earthquakes, floods and earth movements. The red cliff you're looking at is sandstone. It was formed at a time when Cheshire was about 20 degrees north of the equator, roughly where the Sahara Desert is today. Where you're standing would once have been sand dunes. This evidence of an ancient desert landscape is very unusual, and it's also this sandstone that was used to build the mill, giving it its distinctive colour. Continue walking. There are some more steps marked by another handrail. As we venture higher into the garden, the soil type also changes from sandy soil to thick clay, which has an effect on the planting choices in the garden. Once you reach the top of the steps, follow the path alongside the cliff. You'll pass a bench on your way. Keep left when you reach the top of the path and continue on up the steep steps. At the top of those steps, you'll come out by a fence. Stop when you get there.